Hey there, this is Seth Wars from Channel 9, coming to you from our beautiful Channel 9 studios here on the Microsoft campuses. My name is Seth Wars. I'm here with a special guest. Tell us who you are and what you do, bud.
Hi, I'm Maxim Lukyanov. I'm program manager at Big Data team in Microsoft Azure.
So there is an event coming up called the Microsoft Data Science Summit. Why don't you tell us about what that is?
Yeah, it's a beautiful event for 2 days in Atlanta, Georgia. And we'll be talking about all things that data scientists need to know or learn.
Fantastic. So you have some talks, right? Why don't you tell
us
about
this? I have a couple of talks. The first one is called, it's a strange name, Big, Fast, and Data Furious with Spark. So,
Big, Fast, and Data Furious with Spark. Okay, what's the second one?
Yeah, and the second one is about Spark and R. It's called R and Spark as a yin and yang of scalable machine learning.
Well, that's awesome. So I know we don't want to give too much away right now, but why don't you tell us a little, give us a little sort of overview of what you got. Maybe you have something to show us on your screen. Let's take a look.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first talk is about Spark. And when you work with big data, if you're a data scientist, there is frequently a moment in time when you realize that your experiments with big data take too long. Mm-hmm. So the talk will be focused around solving that particular problem. And that means improving your productivity. Imagine if you're a data scientist and you had a good day, or you have a good day and you have a brilliant idea and you start implementing it. But implementing any idea in data science requires a sequence of experiments.
Sure.
And each experiment takes time. So if this experiment takes a long time, that means your productivity is close to zero. So making kind of effort of managing your work in a way that your experiments don't take long time, even if they involve big data, is very important for every data scientist to kind of know. And there is a series of techniques and practices that data scientists can use to keep their data, big data projects under control and keep their productivity very high.
So what you're saying is that there comes a time in any experimentation where you're going to run into the limit of data.
The opposite. The data is so big that running the experiment will
takes
take hours.
Time, yeah.
Take hours. So you can use one of the techniques, like revealing some of the content of the session. Mm-hmm. You can use the elasticity of the cloud as one of the very powerful solutions to that. You can dynamically scale up your cluster size and then shrink your computation time correspondingly. So that's one technique to reduce the time it takes to do your experiment.
Now, is it hard to do? Because generally the models that I've built before, like let's just say you want to do a decision tree, usually you have to look at the whole column. How do you start to distribute that kind of data? And how does Spark help with that?
Well, Spark has its own techniques to run scalable machine learning. But we also have another product called R Server.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So if you're an R person, we have a solution for you where you can take a big data asset and run your R algorithm on that big data asset. And behind the scenes, we will distribute it using Spark as a distributed framework. So that's the second talk that talks about that approach.
So do you have something to show us, sort of to give us a taste of what you're going to show at the actual sessions?
Well, let's take a look at this screenshot.
Okay.
So that's one of the techniques that allows you to work interactively with your big data. Mm-hmm. It's Jupyter Notebooks. So in Azure environment, we have configured end-to-end kind of setup where you can put your code and descriptions of your code in the notebook and then submit your computations to the Spark cluster. And given the Spark cluster is dynamically scalable and there's a number of techniques that you'll learn how to run to make the cells execute very quickly, then you get your interactive environment to process your big data.
And this looks like, is this Python?
Yes, it is Python.
So here's an interesting, can you scroll up? And I'm going to ask you about this. And because I've heard that in R, when you're using Microsoft R Server, there's a way to switch between contexts. Like if you're running off of CSV files on your machine, is it the same here for Python? Because I see SQL context.
Oh, that's a great question. So we are, in fact, on this code runs, in fact, on the R cluster.
Oh,
so
I
it
see.
Combines both. It
I
combines
see.
Spark and R. So if you're a Python person, you can run your algorithms in Python, in Python notebook. Mm-hmm. If you're an R person, you can just switch to RStudio if that's your preferred environment for R and run R code. But the beauty of this setup is that both of those setups will run your code on the same cluster. And they can share resources and you can collaborate with your colleagues to share these cluster resources and run both Python and R or any other Spark actually library on this cluster.
That's amazing for two reasons. Number one, that you're kind of abstracting away the data, and then you're using whatever is you're most comfortable with, using the same kind of framework. But then the other thing is, I don't think I've ever seen RStudio inside of a browser. Is this new? Is this something I missed out on?
Well, that's available. The RStudio folks are really great at that. They have a version of web version of the RStudio, and we are making it available as part of our R clusters by default. So you can just use it.
So you literally can have the dinkiest of notebooks and still go on the cloud and do some very powerful computation with Spark, RStudio, and then other things.
Yeah, exactly. And we, in our sessions, we'll cover in detail how you can actually set up similar set of components on your own cluster, because the beauty of Microsoft Cloud approach in HDNSet service is that all 100% open source. And we will cover in sufficient depth all of this components configurations, so data scientists can actually take this knowledge and bring it into their own environment. Whether it's Azure Cloud or not, it doesn't matter.
Awesome. Well, looks like you have some things to look forward to at the Microsoft Data Science Summit happening, looks like September 26th and 27th. I had to look back. In Atlanta, Georgia. Don't miss it. Thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for watching. My name is Seth Juarez. This is Channel 9. We'll see you next time. Take care.